Exciting to move on with our next interview. Please welcome to the show, Todd Burge. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Todd is with Food Online Ordering Systems out of Denver. This is your company?
It is. I founded the company.
Founded the company three years ago. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. I'm Adam Ritz. With me is Brent Oakley, and we are Fusik, and we like to talk to guys like you and what you're doing for the restaurant industry and retail with apps and ordering online and how you help restaurants. It helps us with our restaurants that we help by telling their customers through their speakers, hey, download our app and you can order online. So real quick, tell us a little bit about your industry and your company specifically.
Sure. So we're in the online ordering space. We build custom in-house online ordering systems for restaurants of all shapes and sizes. We really play in the tier three, tier four markets. So you're talking mom and pops, you know, 10, 20 store franchises. We build complete ordering solutions, 100% branded to the customers. So their logo, their colors, pictures of their food. It's all about building the restaurant brand versus, you know, trying to take their customers and sell them every restaurant in town. So we also don't take a percentage like many online ordering companies. So, you know, a lot of folks are paying, you know, 10, 15, even 20, 30% for third-party delivery for their online orders. We do a flat, low monthly fee, $150, you know. They get a fully branded system that you'd see it like a, you know, a big chain like a Pizza Hut or a Domino's. But we can give that to the mom and pops for a reasonable cost. What a lot of restaurants don't realize as well is they can capture about 80% of their online orders with an in-house system like this. They don't need, you know, a Grubhub or, you know, an aggregator type company that you know that's not the reason for their success. That, you know, their organic web search customers have already found them online. You know, they've already found them, and the cardinal mistake of any restaurant can make is link to an aggregator site like, you know, like a Grubhub or something like that, where they're taking 15-20% of their order, of their profits, you know.
So sure, that makes sense.
Yeah,
the one thing I love about it is the monthly fee up front, because it's not, then it becomes a point where the business owner doesn't have to worry every time they grow a new customer, it doesn't end up hurting them on that side. They just know right off the bat that I, this is my monthly payment, and I can bring as many people on this platform as I can.
Exactly. You know, and that brings up another point. You know, a lot of restaurants don't realize what they're paying. A lot of these aggregator companies will take the money in-house and then take their fee out and then cut the restaurant a check every month. And so we have conversations with restaurants all the time. You know, how many online orders are you doing per month? We're doing $5,000 in online orders per month. What's your percentage? It's 15%. Well, you know, do the math. That's a whole lot more than $150.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do the your competitors just hate your guts? Because what they're making $1,000 a month off this service, and you're offering it for $150.
You know, yeah, and we take accounts all the time, but it's really an an education process with the restaurants. I mean, you know, we've got to help them understand the money behind it. You know, I know they're not writing that check for $750 or $1,500 a month. You know, so we have to show them what they're actually paying, what they're really paying for online ordering, and we show them the savings and we flip the switch. I mean, they've got, you know, mobile ordering, social media ordering, you know, through Facebook. We've got an app.
Explain that. So if I'm a customer, I go to a restaurant that has your software.
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook, their Facebook page. Could I place an order through that?
You could.
Okay.
So it's all about the restaurant. The restaurant's customers do not even know who we are. It's completely white label. I mean, we built a custom in-house system for that restaurant brand. And so, and they can promote it. They don't have to be afraid to promote it because they're not giving away 10% on these orders, you know, or more, you know.
Right.
Todd Burge is our guest from Food Online Ordering Systems. When you set up a new customer with the software and you teach them how to use it, from a marketing perspective, is there some best practices you have for them?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, with the app, you've got push notifications. You can send out coupons, coupon codes. Ooh. You can run those through the online ordering system. You can use Fusik to push those marketing codes, you know, to the restaurants that are there dining, give them a code for next time, you know, keep them coming back, you know, build that brand loyalty and build that customer base. I mean, versus the alternative, you know, and you know, sending your customers out the door with some of these aggregator directory type sites, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, Todd, it's funny you brought up Fusik. So where I see us playing a little bit with some of our customers and people that are out there is obviously you want to sell that app download. Every business owner wants everybody that comes into their business to download their app. Now with your system, what's just one more feather in the cap of the app is to be able to say, not only do we give you updates about what's going on in the restaurant, when bands are playing, but what's even better is now if you're on your way home from work, jump on our app, order some food, and it's ready for you when you swing by the restaurant to pick it up.
Yep, certainly.
A lot of fun.
And then one final question. I've seen your company does kiosks, so sort of humanless cashiers. Do you see an uptick in restaurants wanting to move that direction with all the talk of the $15 an hour minimum wage?
Yeah, we certainly do. It's a very, very popular, I mean, kiosks, I mean, for lots of different reasons. I mean, you know, reduced labor expense. The kiosk shows up to work every day, you know. Those sorts of things.
They don't talk back, do they?
They don't. You know, there's significant savings. I mean, there's an additional hardware cost for the kiosk, but other than that, I mean, you know, you've got a full-blown solution that integrates with the online ordering, the app, everything, pushes orders into the point of sale. It's pretty good stuff.
Pretty slick. What's your website or Facebook or Twitter? Anything
you
want to push?
We're Food Online Ordering Systems. You can go to foodonlineorderingsystems.com or a shorter version, just go to orderfood.menu. So.
Fantastic.
Food.menu.
Yep.
Todd Burge, pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Fusik, fusing message and music.
Book a demo today at fusikmedia.com.